The owners of WeCon Enterprises Incorporated have been in the game for over 30 years. Now, Sherry and John WeCon are looking to retire and sell their business. The thing is, they own the building at 103A Dock Street, but they don't own the land beneath it. That's because their property is leased through what's called the Marine Industrial Park, which is managed by the borough. Now, the WeCon family's potential buyers, Earl Warner and Hillary McDonald, are having trouble securing financing because they can't purchase the business outright. McDonald says that's because the banks don't consider it a real property.
The market value of the building, as we've learned through this process, is drastically reduced. And so while a bank will loan on a leasehold improvement, the value is not there, which there's a huge difference between the current market value as it stands and the asking price and what the WeCons need to get in order to retire how they planned.
In order to offload their repair shop, the WeCons are petitioning to buy the land they've leased for decades. In her public testimony, Sherry WeCon asked the assembly if holding onto the property is more important to them than any potential economic benefits to Petersburg, with special attention to their primary customers in the fishing industry.
We have also lost a lot of shipyard businesses to Wrangell, South Seattle, Bellingham, and other small shipyards. Can Petersburg fishermen afford to lose more support to keep their fishing vessels running safely and efficiently?
Assemblymember Scott Newman says the original concept of a leaseholder agreement already served its purpose, reserving the Marine Industrial Park for marine businesses. But now, he says, it doesn't really work for the community.
I feel like the borough's responsibility to the public is to encourage economic growth and not to inhibit it. I feel like we need to be in a good working relationship with our service providers. That includes an exit strategy for the people that have businesses to be able to transition and move on.
Assemblymember Donna Marsh echoed Newman's desire to encourage local business growth. She also said it's important to her that the particular services offered by WeCon Enterprises prevail.
We've got a critical business here, a diesel marine repair shop that I know when commercial fishermen are dead in the water, that's it.
Assemblymember Bob Lynn pushed back, saying it's a slippery slope.
I think we're also setting a precedent because once we sell one, I see no reason that the assembly should not sell all the rest.
And that could mean the borough won't be able to collect rent on all the waterfront property that gets sold down the line. There are 11 other properties in this kind of arrangement, netting the Harbor Department around $160,000 a year. Harbor Master Glorianne Wolin also has some reservations. She asked the assembly to think about how the resolution could affect long-term projects on the waterfront.
There are several waterfront leases that are located within other Harbor Enterprise locations, and I'm interested on how the assembly evaluates future development that sometimes takes decades to plan versus immediate needs of an individual nestled within the property that the harbor has interest in.
The resolution to approve the WeCon family's application passed. Barely. Members Bob Lynn, Jeff Miucci, and Dave Kenzinger all voted against it. And with that part out of the way, the assembly unanimously voted to exempt the sale of the land from public auction. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.